I'm now joined in the studio by Stephanie Lang, a comic who's made it all the way over from the UK to make her Australian debut here at the Adelaide Fringe at the Producers with her show Mad About the Boy. She's going to have a chat to us now about the themes and the ideas behind it. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. It's great. It's early in the morning and I always apologise to, you know, my first guests.
And it feels so early. Comedians don't get up at this time of day.
No.
It's like the middle of the night to us.
Yeah, yeah. I've got musicians and musicians and comedians. And yeah, the early mornings, whew, they get them sometimes.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're all on track. You've been here for just over a week now, performing. How's the show been going so far?
It's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. Yes, it's my first time in Australia, so I'm very warm.
Yes.
I have so many mosquito bites. It's very, yeah, very upsetting. I'm really unattractive at the moment.
Oh, look, no. Well, yeah, come to the show. I'm very unattractive at the moment. No,
yeah, that's what, yeah. I'm glad to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Wave to the listeners. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, the show's been really fun. I've had some really nice responses to it. So yeah.
Fantastic.
Good time.
And so the show title, Mad About the Boy, kind of ties into some of the themes that you discuss. They're quite, you know, potentially difficult themes. Can you talk us through what are some of the ideas behind it and what drove you to make a show about these topics?
So it's basically a kind of a relationship history, but with some mental health stuff mixed in, some self-harm things in a funny way. And I talk about domestic abuse as well. So it's kind of everyone I've ever been out with. And me trying to handle all those situations while having mental health problems and a little bit of domestic abuse. But it's a very uplifting show overall, I would say. I think the overall message is that we should all just look after ourselves and be nice.
Yeah, yeah, be kind to ourselves and to others. A great message, one that should be said all the time to everyone you meet.
And also, I suppose, not to be defined by your relationships, but by your own life and what you're doing with yourself, basically.
Yeah, yeah, great. And I suppose, I mean, a lot of people, you know, shudder at the thought of doing stand-up at all and thinking, oh, God, you know, to be that vulnerable in front of a group of people. I mean, that's one layer. But then you're going even deeper in terms of being quite vulnerable and open with your own experiences. How's that been in terms of, you know, you talk about self-care as well. I mean, it would be quite an interesting process creatively and emotionally and personally for you.
Yeah, I think it can be quite tough. Audiences tend to be so lovely about it, though. I do get people talking to me after the show saying thank you for talking about those topics. Writing it was quite upsetting, but actually performing it has been really nice because I feel like I'm connecting with people about those topics and it feels quite kind of healing. I would say that some comedians say that they use comedy as therapy.
Yeah.
And I personally think it's better to use therapy as therapy.
Yes, yes.
So I think I wouldn't be able to talk about those kinds of things if I wasn't fine now. Just comedy is such a kind of up and down career that if my mental stability depended on shows, I think I'd probably lose my little mind.
Yeah. No, it is a difficult journey. And has it always been the case that you've tended to look at your own personal experiences in terms of developing your own material for your shows?
No, when I started out I was a musical act. I just did very silly songs about like woodland creatures and stuff.
Oh, great.
And then I was a
bit of a jump. Yeah.
Then it was a character act. So I was I used to pretend that I was a garden gnome and I was in love with a woodlouse.
Great.
Yeah.
Of course.
Comedy gold. And then I was like, well, this isn't working for me at all. I don't want to talk about my pain.
Yeah.
I think I enjoy this style a lot more. I do miss being... There's a lot of silly stuff in the show as well. It's a very silly, fun show, despite what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was just a few years ago that I thought, well, I'd rather just be honest about things.
Yeah, yeah.
So mainly do it for the connection with the audience, I think.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of performers in various mediums in terms of theatre, in terms of comedy, in terms of cabaret, etc. You know, that you go through a process of finding your niche and your voice, and so it sounds like, you know, from quite a you know, there are quite theatrical elements to your background, and so it feeds mm-hmm. into where you are now. Do you think it's quite important for performers in these ways to find their own voice?
Yeah, and I think it can take a while. A lot of new acts you see starting out, they feel sometimes like a kind of parody of another bigger comedian. Mm. So they come on the scene and they're like, oh, well, I'm edgy like Jim Jefferies. And I'm like, everyone can be edgy like, well, not everyone can be edgy like Jim Jefferies. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But like, I want to know what you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way of being original, because there's so many comedians around now. The only way of being original is to think, what am I and what do I have to say personally? What's like the most interesting and important things about me? Like, what's my story?
Yeah. It's quite a confronting question. I mean, it's a question that a lot of people ask themselves in terms of identity crisis and stuff, you know, and so put it on stage. So you're performing at the Producers, the show Mad About the Boy. Is it a new show coming to Australia? How long has it been in existence, the show?
So I did it in Perth before I came here, and I'm taking it down to Melbourne International Comedy Festival afterwards. I did it at the Edinburgh Fringe this last year. So I did a month of the show up there, which was really fun. So yeah, it's new as of sort of August last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
a few seasons under its belt. Yeah. Have you had any of the former partners you discuss come and see the show?
Ooh, good question.
Not that you know of. Maybe. They've just stayed at the back in the shadows. So.
Yeah. I did have one ex-boyfriend come to it once, but I didn't mention anything specifically about him. He did kind of sit there looking a bit worried for the whole thing.
Like,
when's she going to mention me? But I didn't. I pointed him out and I was like, he's a nice one.
There's one. Oh, he's a nice one. Oh, that one. Yeah.
I don't always make bad choices, guys. There's a nice one.
There's a good one in there. Yeah. And do you incorporate, what's the kind of feeling that you like to create with your audiences as you perform? Because, you know, some audiences are like, oh, audience interaction. No. But like in terms of telling your own story, what's the kind of feeling that you like to create when you're doing the show?
I do like to talk to audiences. I'm very nice, so it doesn't tend to be a terrifying experience. I ask a lot of questions of the audience as well, because I like to feel like we're kind of making the show happen together.
Mm.
I know that sounds a bit kind of artsy-fartsy, but...
Oh, no. no, it's arts breakfast. Okay, we may as well. It's artsy-fartsy breakfast on Radio Adelaide. Yeah.
So I do like to feel like we're all kind of in it together. And I kind of, there's one point where I get somebody up on stage and play with them, and that's really fun. And it is a really fun show. Like, I know that the topics are very dark, but I think I deal with them quite lightly. So it doesn't, I don't think it feels upsetting. I've had quite a few people say, I know that was technically some very upsetting stuff, but I didn't feel upset. I felt, and people laugh right in the middle of the domestic abuse section.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is a good sign for the show that I'm able to be like finding the ridiculous side of things. So I think, when you're talking about really upsetting things, I like laughing at those things because it kind of takes the sting out of them, takes the sting out of the tail of those topics if you can find the ridiculous elements of them together.
Yeah, yeah, and you make them more accessible, and it's you create that space where people can actually engage and talk with it, and not feel. I think that's. You know, that's a tick, tick, tick in terms of, you know, what, you know, the contribution that, you know, performing arts and particularly comedy can bring to certain topics. So well done you. Well
thanks,
done you.
Man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Gold star for you. So you've got another week of shows. You're on every night except Mondays until the 18th of March at the Cranny. Why should people come along, apart from listening into this chat and realizing just how interesting and funny and uplifting it would be? What's a final plug for the show?
It's well good. I'm very good. Funny.
Yep.
I'm so bad at selling myself. I've been doing comedy for a very long time, 11 years now. And I think it's a good show if you've ever been in love or been hurt or been a little bit mental or felt like a massive weirdo.
That covers a lot of people, I think. You're going to find yourself in a group of those, I think.
You'll be one of those. Be honest with yourself. Come on, guys.
Awesome. Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for your time this morning. It sounds like a great show. I hope the final week really, really goes swimmingly. All the best for Melbourne and beyond as well.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So that's Stephanie Lang there. She's presenting her show Mad About the Boy at the Cranny at Producers, 8 p.m. every night except Monday until Sunday the 18th of March. To find out more about Stephanie, you can head to stephanielang.co.uk, and you can also head to the Adelaide Fringe website to book your tickets.